Hey there, Internet. Mike here, and welcome to Real Geeks, the B-Roll. The way this is going to work is very simple. This is basically our umbrella show for anything that's not the main review. So the rough cuts, react segments, and so forth that we were previously putting out separately, that's all going to go under this. Alternate footage from the main reviews that I couldn't fit in for time, but I felt like I still want to share it, that's going to go here as well. And also, probably most importantly, keep in mind that I'm not taking spoilers into consideration here, so always make sure you watch our main reviews first. For this one, we're going back to the Solo review, and this is where Trevor and I discussed the reports of Lando being pansexual and how that could be played out, how we felt maybe it should have been handled, so on and so forth. This was essentially what I felt was a great conversation where, again, I just couldn't get it in for time. So with that, I hope you would find the conversation as perhaps informative and entertaining as I did having it. And if you have anything you'd like to say in response, please feel free to leave us a comment, drop us a line at realgeekshfx@gmail.com. And with that, here's the B-roll.
Now, the one thing that I didn't like about Lando, and this has nothing against Donald Glover at all, this is entirely against the writers. And one of them, it was either a writer or it was a producer, I can't remember who it was exactly, but there was an interview that happened recently, and shortly before the movie was released. And he had mentioned in the interview that Lando is pansexual.
Hey, I was wondering when we were gonna get there.
And I'm sorry, but there was no indication of that in the movie. The closest we got to that was the way Lando was behaving emotionally at L3's death, and implying that maybe there could be some kind of sexual tension or relationship or whatever between a human and a droid in the context of this film. Sure, L3 made kind of almost a jokey kind of remark to Kira about that kind of possibility, but outside of that, which was a very little thing, and outside of the way that Lando was reacting to L3's death, I didn't get any impression other than Lando had built up an affection towards L3. But affection does not necessarily equal romance. And unfortunately, if it takes something outside of the context of the movie to address this very key element to his character, I'm sorry, a character's sexuality can affect so much about how they behave around other characters. And if that's all you got, that's lazy and completely pointless.
And, well, you know what, for my part, and I'm kind of glad you brought this up because I was hoping we could hit that at some point. I think number one, Hollywood, you need to stop stating your characters are queer after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Do it or don't.
I know you want more representation in Hollywood, and Disney is notoriously lacking thereof when it comes to characters of representation for the rainbow community. However, you can't just say a character is a part of that community for the sake of having them being a part of that community to have that representation, and then not have any indication whatsoever that they are a part of that community.
And
like all it would have taken would have been the way he was interacting with his fellow card players in that scene or even like how he was interacting with some other people as he's walking from one place to another, or like subtle little things here and there splashed throughout his entire screen time would have been all you had to do to identify that he was pansexual, and you couldn't even do that. So,
but, and like, we've seen this so often with Trini in the Power Rangers reboot, yes, where they were like, hey, yeah, come check us out. Our Trini is gay. We have the first ever gay superhero. Fuck you. No, you don't. She didn't even come out herself. And I mean, Dumbledore, of course.
Yeah.
Where they still haven't done anything directly with that.
No.
Which, and again, like I said, seriously, just stop. But with that said,
then you even have Deadpool, where they pretty much had a moment of bi erasure with his character. Like, the fact that they were talking about Negasonic being the first openly queer character in a superhero movie. And I'm like, Deadpool Deadpool was openly queer in his movie in the first one.
Yeah. But with all that said, Lando, for me, is the only character where they can get away with that, and it does work. And here's my logic. Ever since Empire Strikes Back, like, the way Billy Dee Williams has played the character, the way Donald Glover plays the character here, there's a smoothness in his dialogue where when that report about Lando being pan came out, I kind of thought about it and thought back to everything we've seen from him, the character, up to this point, and it's like, he does kind of feel like he's flirting with everyone. And as I was talking with my buddy Dylan about exactly this last night, I actually compare Lando to Captain Jack Harkness in Doctor Who. Where in Doctor Who itself, I don't think they could really make Jack an overtly pan character, but the way that they let Barrowman play him, and again, the dialogue he was given, a lot of the banter back and forth, especially between him and the Ninth Doctor, where like they are flirting and flirting hard. There was enough there that it worked. And then they bring Jack over to Torchwood, where Jack is now the main character, and they basically said, dude, you be as queer as you possibly can.
Well, they also wanted that particular show to be more R-rated. To not necessarily adhere to like the family-friendly side that Doctor Who was leaning towards.
And as I'd said to Dylan, I think if Lando actually does get his own movie,
that's what we're going to get.
We
better get that.
Well, it was going to happen, which I think was more fans assuming that based on their response to Donald Glover's performance.
And that's kind of one of those things where I'm like, I don't want the studio to rush into doing a Lando movie just because Donald Glover is the A-lister right now.
Yeah, and as I was going to say, the latest report from the studio is what they said was, we would love to do a Lando movie. There's no plans right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they do, I think the character needs to go more or less the same path that Captain Jack did, where if you want to make him a pansexual character, if you want to make him that first queer character in Star Wars, or at least first official one, bartender in the holiday special, that's a thing! Yeah, that's right. B. Arthur's character was queer. Deal with it. I think Lando's own movie is where they need to go all out queer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did like the remark that Donald Glover had said that if they did do a Lando movie, It would basically be Frasier in space.
Interesting.
That is, because when you think of his character, he does have that sort of refined element to it that does kind of remind you a bit of Frasier.
Yeah, I could see that. And I mean, again, if particularly if Donald Glover is comfortable with it, absolutely give the character a boyfriend or
whoever.
Hell, droid love interest. I don't care.
What's the name of that robot in?
Lobot.
Lobot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those two have a thing.
Oh yeah, that's actually been a bit of a running joke on social media.
Yeah.
And yeah, like again, why not?
We get Lobot in this.
Yeah, like do the Lando movie of how he came to acquire Cloud City.
Of course. That makes total sense.
Why not?